What we're intending doing on this episode, and possibly next week's episode as well, is our greatest hits, if you like, isn't it, David? We're going to
Absolutely.
do a review of some of the areas and some of the topics and some of the episodes that have covered those areas and topics, and either what we think are our favourites or what we think are the most important ones that we've done, the ones that have really hit the spot, and the ones that we think are probably the most useful and most informative, the best episodes, the most important episodes. That if you can come away with lessons from any of those, then we think they're the ones that are probably going to serve you very well indeed.
Ladies and gentlemen, the next event on the card is a heavyweight marketing bout for the small to medium business owner. In the red corner, from Paradise, Australia, is David. And in the blue corner, from an English paradise, is David.
Hello and welcome to a very special episode of David versus David, the podcast for small and medium business owner, where over the last 2 years, that's right, 2 years, which is why it's a special episode, it's our second birthday today, we have been talking about all things marketing and business related to developing businesses and helping people overcome obstacles on their way to business success, we hope. So my name is David Pritchard here in the UK, and my co-host on this episode, as per the previous 103 episodes, is David Council on the other side of the world, down under in sunny Hobart, Tasmania, I hope. How are you doing, David?
I'm good, mate. Yeah, I cannot believe that for 2 years you've been dragging your sorry ass out of bed at some ungodly hour of the morning to talk to me at the end of my day about advertising and marketing. You know, there are people who move away from you at dinner parties because they say, oh, and what do you do for a living? Oh, you're in advertising. Is that my mother calling? Oh, I've just got to go over there. And yet, people will sit down and listen to us each week for half an hour as we sit and talk about advertising and marketing and how it helps the small to medium business owner. It's just absolutely incredible. Do you remember how frightened you were when we recorded that first episode? You were freaked out at the idea.
Frightened's exaggerating a bit, but I was pretty nervous, absolutely. And I can remember the dry mouth and the the wobbly voice and so on. But you know what? I'm glad you mentioned that. I mean, what we're intending doing on this episode and possibly next week's episode as well is our greatest hits, if you like, isn't it, David?
Absolutely.
Do a review of some of the areas and some of the topics and some of the episodes that have covered those areas and topics. And, either what we think are our favourites or what we think are the most important ones that we've done, the ones that have really hit the spot, and the ones that we think are probably the most useful and most informative, the best episodes, the most important episodes. That if you can come away with lessons from any of those, then we think they're the ones that are probably going to serve you very well indeed. Not knocking the other episodes, they're all good. They've all got little, I like to call them little gold nuggets of information in there. But these are our favourites that we recall that bring a fond memories to us. And like you say, as I've been going through some of these, I cannot believe that looking at episode 18, it seems like about 3 months ago that we recorded it, but it must be, you can work it out. It must be over a year and a half ago, and it's just frightening how fast time flies. Which is important, that how fast time flies. Which the implication there is get on and do it. And episode one, that was one that I call it the first and the worst from my own personal perspective, because it was the one that, as David said, I was very nervous about, and getting there to actually do it, there were mental obstacles to overcome, I guess, and fears and so on. Walking into a room for a networking meeting where you don't know anybody, it's one of those horrible things. You think, oh, got to do it. And we actually got on and did it, which is a big lesson that we've kind of repeated on an occasional basis throughout the various episodes.
How many episodes do you think we were in before you really started to feel, I've got a handle on this?
Do you know, the second episode was so much easier. And the third episode, I think after that, that was it really. It was a really short journey from being outside of the comfort zone to being, happy in it. And then to actually being more than happy, sort of, no longer was it, I suppose I better do the next episode. I suppose I better do the next episode. Oh, when's the next episode going to be? Oh, right, okay, David, let's do the next episode. Let's record two, you know, let's make it bigger, let's make it faster. You know, you get all cocky and confident very quickly. So, pretty quick, which again is a lesson, you know, that once you're on the slope, you know, once you're on the ski slope, you know, it's that first bit when you push yourself off the top of the mountain on the set of skis, whatever. That's the nervous bit, you know, God, you've got to build yourself up for it. But then when you're on the slope, yeah, you're enjoying this. You know, by the time you've done your second or third turn, you know, you're whizzing along and it's good fun. And you're finding out how, you know, you've got your style and you've developed what you need to do. You've got some bits that give you that basis, that foundation of confidence because you've done it and you've done it before. And, you know, even if it was only last week and even if it was only once, you've done it before. It's not the first time anymore. You know, episode one, really, the first and the worst, but the one that's an important lesson, you know, we did it.
And there's something else too. There was an episode very early on that I still feel like it was just yesterday, and that was the one on spending too much money on phone directories. I often think, and we've discussed this before, that, you know, perhaps we should revisit that episode because, you know, in 2 years, quite a lot has changed with phone directories. Yep. And yet it feels like we only just did it. And so therefore, we haven't gone back to it and revisited that one. And I think you feel the same. You know, it struck a chord with the audience as well, that they took messages from that and went, yeah, you're right. I am mm-hmm. spending too much money on phone directories, and phone directories are dying. What should I do? Because phone directories were such a set and forget marketing tool for so many people in small business, where, you know, you'd once a year the phone directory guy would come and see you, and you'd go, yeah, I'll have an ad there, or I'll make it bigger, or I better include this information in it. And you do it, and you go, right, now I don't have to think about that for the rest of the year. I can just get on with people walking in the door of my business, dealing with them and solving their problems. Just in 2 years, that has almost disappeared.
Yeah, you know, that's the benefit of doing one of these type of episodes where we review previous episodes. Like you say, you know, that was 100 episodes ago, and it's lurking down there, episode 4, you know, which I think it's fair to say that a lot of people, you know, they become aware of our podcast, and they, you know, they started listening episode 28 or episode 79 or last week or whenever, and once they've listened to two or three episodes, perhaps. What is quite common is that they go back and listen to the first one. So for all of you that had a good laugh at my dry throat and so on, you know, well, hello and welcome. And here we are carrying on at number 104. But, you know, early on, all the way through, there are episodes that are really hit good topics. And, you know, episode 4, as David says, there was about directories and, you know, why are people still spending so much money on directories where perhaps that money, you know, you've only got so much of it, perhaps it's better allocated elsewhere. And what was really interesting, actually, was that shortly after that episode 10, we interviewed a guy called Michael Hansen. A great interview. Now, Michael, his business is actually video production, which we'll get onto a bit later on, but the interview, the episode 10 that we did with him was an interview about his background working for a large directory company in the UK. And, you know, that was a fascinating insight into how directory companies work and the stresses and the pressures that the advertising sales guys there are under, and the targets and how they do it and so on, and the merits of what they were doing. And I think his awareness of how it works came across very well, and you know, I think that's a great episode for people to go back and listen to. If you're spending lots of money with the directories on advertising and so on, then take 20 minutes out, half an hour out, and listen to that episode because it's a cracker. We just talked there about Michael being a video guy, and if I just step back a little bit, we've linking episode 1 here, which was the get on and do it. Something else we discussed, blogging, I think, is seen as a good way to get into a business, to kind of, oh, I can set up a blog, I can write about what I know about, I can do this, I can do that with it, and so on and so on and so on. And, you know, all sorts of people are blogging, you know, but, you know, people that are making success of it are the people that are actually taking it from being this idea, this desire that's lurking in the back of their minds that they keep talking about, you know, oh, I had a great idea for this, I've had a great idea for that, you know, and they've actually got on and done it and gone ahead and established something and started doing what putting that idea into practice. Now, there's lots of episode 15, so we talk about lots of options for blogging. You know, it doesn't have to be written. You can do an audio blog. You can do a podcast like this and set it up so it appears as a podcast in iTunes. You can link it to a website like this, way, like our own one at davidversusdavid.com, where you can put an overview of each episode so it enables people to find other episodes quickly and easily. You can do a video blog. Now, even my five-year-old daughter has recorded her first video blog episode, which personally I find hilarious, but then I'm a bit biased. You will come across people you read about in the papers, you know, of 15-year-olds, of 21-year-olds, of 18-year-olds, of 38-year-olds, of mums at home, of unemployed guys lost their jobs, you know, whatever, setting up a video blog, a vlog, as it's known, blogging. You know, they're telling a story. They're doing something that people find useful. They're doing something that, you know, their market finds interesting. So, you know, they got on and they're doing it. And, you know, quite often that involves telling a story to have engagement with their audience, their target market. And again, that led to one of my other favorite episodes. These all kind of link, but one of my other favorite episodes, we did an interview with a video production guy from Melbourne, Australia, who David and I both met, called Ryan Spanger. You know, we went through there the importance of telling a story. I'm just thinking here, the title of it, How Can Lady Gaga Help Your Business Videos? I'd like to say here that David comes up with most of the titles for these episodes, but he talks about how to set up a documentary-style marketing video, how to set up the story, how to approach the story, his preparations for doing a video shoot and so on, and doing all the research and then creating a documentary around it and so on, so that you're using stories to convey the message that you want to get on. So you know, you establish a lot to do with emotion. He uses I think the Lady Gaga came from he uses a formula which is a bit similar to writing a pop song. You know, you're trying to convey a story here. So anyway, throughout episode 21, which I think is a super episode, anybody working in the video world, that's a great one to go through. You know, Ryan really shared a lot of what he does there. So we've gone here from here, you know, jumping around a little bit, but there is actually a flow to the episodes that we've gone through here, where, you know, we're linking people that so episodes that cover things like getting directories. There are that used to work in directories that's moved on to now we're talking about videos and so on and so on. So you know, Ryan is kind of an expert in his field. This has really got to be one of the main episodes that we set up things. We refer to it lots and lots in future episodes, but Ryan is, as far as video goes, and so is Michael Hansen, they are both what we call the go-to guy. So, you know, episode 36, look out for episode 36, which is where we talk about the go-to guy. It's a recurring theme. It's about establishing authority in your marketplace. Michael's done it for his video company. Ryan's done it for his as well. You know, they've both become really well known in what they do. And establishing, we've got a theme going here through lots of episodes, which is, say, the go-to guy, becoming authority, and how you do that, the methods for doing that, and so on, getting your content out there. So that leads us to episode 36. Now, both these guys that we've been talking about previously, Ryan Spanger and Michael Hansen, the reason that we got to interview them and the reason that we chose to interview them was because they've become go-to guys in their marketplace. Now, this is a theme that we return to several times throughout following episodes, actually, which is establishing yourself and your business, establishing yourself as the go-to guy, the authority. You know, if people are aware, are looking for somebody, and you've established yourself in the marketplace, that you will benefit. If you're everywhere, if you've got content out there in terms of website content, in terms of video content perhaps, in terms of other promotional activities that you do, then you become the go-to guy. You become the person that people are aware of. When somebody mentions the topic that your business is in, they say, oh yeah, you want to go and speak to David about that, you want to go and speak to Michael about that, you want to go and speak to Ryan about that. You're the go-to guy, and that's what you want, because that's people coming through your door looking to engage with you for business. Now, I think possibly episode 36 is one that should be a sort of a gold marker, your bookmark in episodes. It's got to be added to that list of episodes where you want to go and visit us. You know, you can engage with people in so many ways. If whatever your favorite mechanism is, whether it's video, whether it's blog writing, whether it's audio content, whether it's whatever promotions you do, you know, you can really set up here to establish yourself. You know, so you're looking at sharing your knowledge really as much as anything, and the more you share your knowledge, you know, you put stuff out there, you share what you have, people pick it up, especially with the internet nowadays, with Google. You know, you stand so much more chance of being picked up. And you know, the episode 36 that we have here, you can go through different mechanisms. You've got things like you can send out emails if you've been building a list. Now, if you've already got a list of customers, why not start sharing with them what you have? You can establish a Facebook page, you know, and again, you can start putting stuff out there. You've got content, you've got reasons to promote that content. You're saying to people, look what we've got here. You've got all this great information. You can start promoting it really nice and easily and conscientiously without any sort of concerns that you're spamming people or whatever. You're not. You're giving people good information that's going to be useful for them, all the while building up your reputation and all the while building up your authority. So they're probably some of my favorite ones at the moment. Sorry, that just led me on there. The go-to guy, one of the biggest go-to guys that we've interviewed, I was just thinking actually, David, mm-hmm. is Mike Rhodes, of course. You mentioned Google AdWords, and you know, there's two or three big players in the world maybe, and here's a guy that's really established himself over the last 10, 12, 15 years in Google AdWords. And the interview we had with him, here's a guy who gave us a cracking interview. It was so good, we actually spread it over three episodes, episodes 46, 47, and we had a short gap. Then it was episode 49 on remarketing. So, you know, what Mike goes into on taking somebody through from the potential pitfalls of Google advertising, you know, why so many people stick their toes in the water and get burnt, and, you know, what to avoid, and he takes everybody through that. Now, he's a guy that's gradually, slowly but surely, over the years, built up a reputation by giving great information away, because he knows that sooner or later, you know, the more people know about what he offers, the more they're going to come back to him and sooner or later pick up with his services. Now, he does some stuff for some big companies now. But you know, you've got to remember that all people start when you start off. You haven't got anything out there. It's a position that we've all been in at one point or another. And Mike has built his business up. He's established his reputation. He's done good work along the way, and he's really established a reputation as the go as you know, one of the biggest go-to guys for Google AdWords and so on. There is currently. So that's a great example to go through. Listen to those three episodes. If you're contemplating Google AdWords, you want to know a little bit more about it, go and listen to those episodes because they're absolutely super. I know it sounds like I'm discussing a lot of people we've interviewed here, but again, with my background, I have a bias, I think it's fair to say, towards internet-related marketing options. So, you know, websites and SEO, AdWords and stuff like that. Yeah, David, down there on the other side of the world, he's into all that as well. He's got a business that definitely does all that. But he also brings in things like advertising and radio ads, TV ads, and promotions and print stuff and so on as well.
I've got a bias towards stuff that works. So I'm not really fussed about what it is as long as it works for the customer.
Absolutely. Now, in one of the episodes we had, in fact, there were three episodes, and one of them involved an interview with another go-to guy. But fairly early on again, probably about 4 or 5 months into it, episodes 18 and 19 and 20, we took the view of me being a potential customer walking into your offices, sitting down in your big red leather armchair and saying, okay, David, I want a website. What's the process? Now, I think this was a really great little collection of episodes. You know, I sat down, we said, well, you've got to do this, you've got to do this, you've got to look at your domain names, you've got to look at how you do this. And we kind of explain everything that's involved in going through and setting up a website and putting it all together and how to take it forward from there. Now, one of the episodes, the middle one of those was, I think, episode 19, where we interviewed Brent Hodson, another Aussie. And he has a huge background in keyword research. And it might sound a little bit techie, but, you know, the reason I think this is an important episode is that a lot of people who have websites or are looking at websites and so on, getting a website for their business. They ask me a question, and I get it so many times. People, they say, "How do I get onto Google for this phrase? Why isn't my website showing up for that phrase?" And so on and so on. They're talking about search engine. They think they've got the website that should address those needs. And of course, what it really comes down to is keyword research. What they haven't done is understand how websites work in relation to Google, what Google's looking to pick up on, and what their chances of actually registering for their keywords are. It amazes me that the number of people that say, "Well, I've got a brand new website and I need it to show up in front page of Google for this phrase," and the phrase that they say is, something as amazingly hard to compete for as, say, credit cards or health insurance or whatever, something that's so going to be a non-starter for them because they haven't got the length of website established. It's not been up and running for 15 years. They haven't got the budget that enabled them to build a website with that kind of authority in the first place. But what they should be doing, they should be targeting their local market, they should be targeting their niche market, and they should be doing the keyword research to actually find out what they can effectively compete for. That's where Brent really goes into wherewithal of keyword research. So finding keywords that you can compete on, that have enough traffic to actually make it worthwhile going for, that are relevant to your market, and so on and so on. Huge background in that. Great episode. And then so either side of that episode, that keyword research is really one of the foundations, one of the building blocks of a website. So Brent talking about that, and it really covers probably a question that I get asked. It's one of the top five questions I get asked when I'm talking to people. And we put that all into the context of actually building out a website from scratch and then taking it through to completion. So that's in the next episode, which was, I think, episode 20. So episodes 18, 19, and 20, two or three of my favourite ones there as a group of episodes. And I think combine those with the other stuff and our various go-to guys, Mike Rhodes, his AdWords, episodes 46, 47, 49, another great group of episodes there, all about Google AdWords, and then the other ones that we've dotted throughout this conversation. I think they're heading towards being in my top episodes from the first year. I've just realised actually they're all episodes from the first 50 or 60 episodes. That's my highlights from the first year, which I guess is probably going to lead us to something for the next year then, David, in the next episode.
Absolutely. Actually, there are two more that I just wanted to touch on because I agree with all of those, especially those three with Mike Rhodes. They were absolutely gold. But the other two I think also worth a mention, right back to episode 6 about making great radio ads.
Mm.
Radio is such a powerful medium, really great way to find new customers. And that was an episode just full of gold, getting people focused on the message, understanding who their customer was and writing a message that is specifically for that person. And the other one, also worth mentioning, episode 41, Are You an Exhibitionist? Because so many people go to exhibitions at some point, with their business. Some people do it a lot. Yourself, you've been to lots of exhibitions.
Absolutely.
And some people only go once. And I think that the reason that they only go once is they set out with good intentions and then don't follow up. And one of the things you've got to do when you're going to an exhibition is use it as a giant networking competition where, you've got to get those contacts so that once you're away from the exhibition, you can sort through them and work out the quality of that person in terms of a lead and your potential to actually bring that person to market, or whether in fact you want to bring that person to market in some way, shape or form. They don't brief their staff properly before they go along, or they haven't thought out, fully what it is that they're trying to get from an exhibition. So, as I said, it's, lots of good intentions. They understand that they should go, but don't know what it is that they're trying to take away from the exhibition. So that was a fantastic episode, even just simply because you're doing it a lot, and you were able to bring away some absolute marketing gold from that you can contribute for other people. And then we sort of evaluated databases coming off the back of that as well. There was so much in that episode. In 30 minutes we really dealt with an awful lot, so definitely one to go back and have a listen to if you haven't listened to it. Episode 41, Are You an Exhibitionist?
as I say, because it's something I do quite a bit of in the real world, aside from my internet stuff. Exhibitions are something that I've been involved in quite heavily. And point you mentioned there, Dave, you know, we'll have to do this in maybe next week's episode, look at some of the stuff that we've covered regarding databases and email lists and so on, because again, that's been a recurring theme. And I think there's two or three episodes in particular we ought to pick out from our list that cover that subject, and you know, we ought to go into those in a little bit more detail maybe. But yeah, I think we've kind of covered some of the highlights of the first year there. So most of those episodes were from the first 50. Please, people, you know, go back towards the beginning, check out the ones that David's mentioned there, Radio Ads episode 4, some of the earlier stuff that we've done, definitely worth looking at. Sorry, Directories was episode 4, and Radio Ads episode 6, and so on and so on. There's good stuff there, worth having a look at. If you're thinking about building a website, getting going on that, or revisiting your website, those episodes around 18, 19, 20, well worth looking at. Mike Rhodes, AdWords in the top 40s episodes there. Where you can find all these episodes, davidversusdavid.com is our website. Our Facebook page is facebook.com/davidversusdavid. And iTunes, where we have all the episodes, and you can leave us nice reviews, we hope. So yes, from me, David Pritchard, here in the UK, it's going to be a goodbye.
From me, it's goodbye as well. Look, I look forward to catching up on the last 12 months in the next episode. We'll try and pull out some of the greatest hits from that as well. So if you are just starting at this point, it'll give you a great roadmap of things to go back and make sure that you listen to. So until then, take care. Catch you next week.
You have just been listening to the David vs. David podcast with David Pritchard and David Council, helping you get knockout results with your online marketing and advertising. Please keep in mind that the ideas, opinions, and information shared in the show are those of the hosts and do not reflect those of their past employers.